Good morning. If you would please rise and join us in worship. As I was spending time in prayer this morning, I really felt that God was just saying that he really desires to just be present with us this morning. So as we go into this first song of worship together, we're singing Grace Like Rain, to reflect on the grace that he has offered to us, but also to be willing to receive his grace that he desires to pour out upon us this morning. So may we be receptive to that. I need Jesus today, and you all need Jesus today. There's not one of us who doesn't need him in a fresh way this morning. So let's seek him together.
Sweet the sound that saves a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see so clear. Hallelujah, grace like rain falls down on me. Hallelujah, all my stains are washed away, they're washed away. Hallelujah, 'twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Falls down on me. Hallelujah, all my stains are washed away. Let's sing that again. Hallelujah, grace like rain falls down on me. Hallelujah, all my stains are washed away. They're washed away.
Back through this chorus here and morning, can we just take a stance of receptiveness before the Lord, receiving the grace that he has to offer? So whatever that looks like for you, if it's coming up to the altar, feel free to do that. And you can stay there during the transition between songs. You're welcome to. It's open. If that's holding out your hands in front of you or even above you, but open to his presence, if it's kneeling, if it's eyes closed, head bowed, however you feel that the Lord is leading you to receive his presence this morning, just please be intentional. This is the God of the universe that we are seeking to encounter this morning. And he is worthy and deserving of our all. He is worthy of us going past our comfort zone to seek him.
Hallelujah, grace like rain falls down on me. Hallelujah, all my stains are washed away. Hallelujah, grace like rain falls down on me. Hallelujah, all my stains are washed away.
One more time.
Hallelujah, grace like rain falls down on me. Stains are washed away, they're washed away. Yeah. Hallelujah, all my stains are washed away, they're washed away.
Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just desperately seek your presence this morning. Jesus, acknowledging that we need you for every area of our lives. Lord, we don't just need you on a Sunday morning. We need you every minute, every second of every day, Lord. In every corner of our hearts, Jesus, is where we need you. And Lord, we know and acknowledge that you don't force yourself upon us, because you are a loving God, and love requires free will and a choice. You give us that choice, Lord. So, Lord, I pray over every single heart that is here this morning, Jesus, that you would be stirring, that you would be creating a hunger, a desperation for your manifest presence, Jesus. Within us and around us, Lord. Your church, God, is meant to be like a hospital, not a place where we come together looking like we have everything pulled together, like we have it all right, because we don't. Every single one of us here, Lord, needs you. And if we try to say that we don't need you, we would be lying. We would be foolish, Lord, to try to do anything in this life without completely leaning upon you. So, Lord, push us this morning. Pull us outside of our comfort zone, ready and willing to be touched by you, transformed by you. Whatever that looks like, Lord, we know that can be scary. But would you give us the boldness to step out into your presence this morning, Jesus? We trust that when we do that, you will be faithful. You are always faithful, Lord. You are the God of promises, of fulfilled promises. You're the God of blessings, Lord. And so we seek you this morning and trust that you will answer and make yourself known. Amen.
Come now, fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise mine Ebenezer, hither by thy help I come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. Thy grace, Lord, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above.
We can just continue in that receptive stance, waiting upon his presence.
Tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, calls for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love.
I'm seeing a bit of a pattern in some of these songs that I'm just now noticing, where, and it goes on in this next song too, where we look back at what he's done. That's a piece of it, right? So he is faithful. He has been faithful to us. We can look back and see those moments, raising our Ebenezer stones, those moments that we can hold on to and say, God was here then. He delivered me then. And we can see it all throughout the Bible where he reveals his faithfulness to us. Holding on to that while looking towards the future, that we can have hope for whatever comes tomorrow, whatever comes today. He is that same God. So may we rest in that truth this morning. There's darkness all around us. Sometimes it's hard to not look at it. And I've said before, it's okay to acknowledge the darkness, but we don't want to be focusing on it. We don't want to be consumed by it. We want to fix our eyes on the light in the midst of the darkness. So Jesus, we ask this morning that you would transform our minds, transform our hearts, Lord. Help us to see the world the way that you see the world. Help us to see others the way that you see them. Help us to even see ourselves the way that you see us, Jesus. We are asking for your presence this morning. We are asking that you stir up a hunger within us. We are asking that you move, Jesus. We have seen what you can do, and we're asking for more. So bold to ask for more, but trusting that you are our good Father who will answer. And so we praise you, Lord. Amen.
We've seen what you can do, O God of wonders. Your power has no end. The things you've done before, in greater measure, you will do again. 'Cause there's no prison wall you can't break through. You can't move, all things are possible. And there's no broken body you can't raise, no soul that you can't save, all things are possible. The darkest night, you can light it up, you can light it up. Oh God of revival, let hope arise. Death is overcome, you've already won. Oh God of revival, you rose in victory, and now you're seated forever on the throne. So why should my heart fear what you defeated? I will trust in you alone. 'Cause there's no prison wall you can't break through, no mountain you can't move, all things are possible. And there's no broken body you can't raise, no soul that you can't save, all things are possible. The darkest night, you can light it up, you can light it up. Oh God of revival, let hope arise. Death is overcome, you've already won. Oh God of revival, come awaken your people, come awaken the city. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Every stronghold will crumble, I hear the chains hit the ground. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. awaken your people. Come awaken the city. God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Every stronghold will crumble. I hear your chains hit the ground. God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Come awaken your people. Come awaken the city. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Every stronghold will crumble. I hear the chains hit the ground. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out.
If this is something you desperately want, I just ask you to raise your hands up in the air. We're going to sing this part again. And lift up your voices loud and plead before God.
Come awaken your people. Come awaken the city. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Every stronghold will crumble. I hear the chains hit the ground. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Come awaken your people. Come awaken the city. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Every stronghold will crumble. I hear your chains hit the ground. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Oh, pour your spirit out upon us, Lord. We want to see you move. There's no prison wall you can't break through. No mountain you can't move. All things are possible. And there's no broken body you can't raise. No soul that you can't save. All things are possible. The darkest night, you can light it up. You can light it up. Oh God of revival, let hope arise. Death is overcome. You've already won. Oh God of revival. God of revival.
Would you join your hearts with me in prayer? Father, for what you have done, we praise you. For the promises made and the promises you have fulfilled already, we praise you. Father, for what you are doing currently in our lives, in our church, in our city, in our land, and in our world, we praise you. And we say, Father, would you pour out your spirit in greater ways? Would you cause us, as you pour out your grace like rain, to lean in hungrier and thirstier? And for the things that you are still yet to do, for the promises that have yet to be fulfilled, for the works that you have yet to show, Father, may those come. Father, we know that you are a promise maker and a promise keeper, that every promise you have made is yes and amen in Jesus, and so everything that you have said you will do, you will do. Father, may we be people who lean into the tensions of the things that we have not yet seen, and may we say and echo the words of that song, would you pour out your spirit, would you pour it out, God of revival, the God who brings dead things to life. And would you help us to wrestle well with the tension of the things that we see and the things that we don't see, of the healings that we see and the healings that we don't see, of the struggles that are resolved and the struggles that aren't yet, knowing one day you will make all things right. So, Father, in the midst of it, may you revive us. May you bring us to greater places of heart-rending repentance, where we are desperate and undone by you, to the place where only you can put us back together, knowing you are good and you are faithful and you are doing that work. So, Holy Spirit, continue to do that work in us. Speak to us through your word. Encourage our hearts as we look into your word, both here in the sanctuary and as the children go to children's church. Would you speak? And we recognize that there is an enemy that would seek to oppose your voice. And so here and with the children, we would take authority over every distraction, over every voice that would come against the knowledge of God, the knowledge of Jesus. Command you to silence by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we say, Holy Spirit, we only want to hear from you. Only you have the right to speak. And we affirm it this morning that that is our desire. So come, Holy Spirit, to do that work, to lead us to truth, in Jesus' name. And all God's people in agreement say, amen. 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 Thank you. You may be seated.